I'm Steve Miller reporting. Iran's president repeated his warning against a U.S. pullout from the landmark 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Charles de Ledesma has more.
Hassan Rouhani told supporters in Iran, if someone wants to betray our nation and the deal, grave consequences will affect them, adding that the Islamic nation will strongly resist any plots by those who sit in the White House. Rouhani didn't elaborate, only saying that Iran has prepared for various scenarios while it abided by its commitments under the deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed French President Emmanuel Macron with an arrival ceremony at the White House before the leaders held official talks and will attend a state dinner later on Tuesday. While speaking to reporters, President Trump warned Iran against restarting its nuclear program. Sagar Magani has that story.
The president issued the warning as he met here at the White House with French counterpart Emmanuel Macron, who is lobbying him to stay in the multinational deal aimed at restricting Iran's nuclear weapons development.
They restart their nuclear program, they will have bigger problems than they have ever had before.
He calls the Iran deal insane and ridiculous. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The White House says the ultimate goal of any negotiations between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is denuclearization, adding that the United States' maximum pressure campaign on Pyongyang will continue and sanctions on the isolated country will not be lifted until concrete actions are taken towards complete and total denuclearization. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. Pakistan's military says suicide bombers blew themselves up near a police vehicle and a security checkpoint in separate incidents in the southwestern city of Quetta, killing five police and wounding eight paramilitary troops. A 25-year-old who plowed a van into a crowded Toronto sidewalk was ordered held Tuesday on 10 counts of murder and 13 counts of attempted murder as Canadian authorities and the public sought to make sense of what appeared to be one of the deadliest mass murders in Canada's modern history. Earlier, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau addressed the nation.
The events that took place yesterday in Toronto were a senseless attack and a horrific tragedy. On behalf of all Canadians, I offer my deepest, heartfelt condolences to the loved ones of all those who were killed, and we wish a full recovery to those injured and stand with the families and friends of the victims.
Alex Manassian showed little overt emotion as he made a brief appearance in the Toronto courtroom in a white jumpsuit and handcuffs. State television showed that Syrian government forces and their allies unleashing new airstrikes and intense shelling in a new operation Tuesday targeting underground tunnels used by the Islamic State group in the capital. The TV said the aim of the operation was to destroy dugout trenches and tunnels in the Hajar al-Aswad neighborhood. While in Brussels, United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, stressed that the war about Damascus and its allies would not bring peace any closer.
Military gains, territorial gains, and military escalation does not bring a political solution.
De Mistura spoke at an international donor conference on Syria hosted by the European Union. The number of Maoist militants killed in an ambush by Indian security forces has risen to 37 after more bodies were pulled out of a river on Tuesday. Jeff Custer has more.
After a four-hour gun battle Sunday, some 16 militants, including women, were found dead. But police said an unknown number had been shot as they tried to escape into the Indravati River. Their bloated bodies began to surface Monday, and a police spokesman said that 15 people were pulled from the river between Monday and Tuesday. Police also shot dead six of the Naxalite guerrillas on Monday evening. Sunday's operation took place in the same district, on the border between Maharashtra and Chhattisgarh states, about 1,000 kilometers east of Mumbai. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush is responding well to treatment after suffering a potentially life-threatening blood infection. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA1, the best music now.